Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Of old boys that learned their detecting from a correspondence school, Cy and Elmer are certainly getting their money's worth on this case. One of the greatest mysteries ever heard of in Punkinville is this affair of the midnight murder train and the six men carried off on six successive midnights by this train when there was no train on the track. The sheriff has joined forces with the mail order gumshoe experts, and we now find the three of them hidden in the grass on the high bank over the section track, from which our brave detectives took the flashlight pictures that may prove so valuable. It is nearly 12 midnight, and the officers are making last-minute plans for anything and everything to happen on the stroke of 12.
Well, Cy, here we are again. Just where we was last night at the same time.
Yes, we be, Henry. Just what time is it, Sheriff?
Well, let's see. It's exactly 9 minutes of 12.
Just 9 more minutes till trouble.
My goodness, we've been here 2 hours. Now we ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, of course, my eyes ain't so good.
Oh, your eyes. What's your eyes got to do with it? Cat couldn't see nothing here tonight.
That's right, Henry.
Tis one of the darkest nights I ever saw. Yes, sir, the very darkest.
Are you getting kind of nervous, too, Sheriff?
Yeah, me and Cy got some nervous last night ourselves, you know.
Yeah, I'd say we did.
Waiting out here ain't just the most pleasant thing in the world. Must have been pretty weird for you boys last night, but, well, I'm afraid it won't be repeated for no benefit of mine.
What makes you think that, Sheriff?
Say, that train's been coming through here just on a stroke of 12 midnight for 6 nights here and running, ain't he? What's going to stop her from running tonight?
Yeah, it was just this quiet last night, Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Weren't a sound. Exactly 1 minute to 12 o'clock.
Then we heard that train whistle away off.
Yeah, and she was coming fast. And at 12 o'clock, she went right under us here.
And I'll bet she comes again tonight.
Yeah, and I'll bet she don't ever run again. Now, whoever was running that train...
Yeah, Sheriff, you said you didn't believe there was no train.
Well, of course I don't think there really was a train. But somebody made you boys think there was. And he won't be here tonight.
We'll catch him if he is. Won't we, Emma?
Certainly ought to get him with all three of us here. And them there big flashlights. Pretty light comes out of them.
This one is as big as a cannon.
Biggest lights I could find.
Yeah.
And whether we hear anything or not, at 1 minute till 12, we got to sweep them all over the ground they'll cover.
Sweep
them? Yeah, you heard me.
Sound like a broom, Sheriff.
Never mind about brooms. Now, you'll be right here where you was last night. And I'll be over across the cut. And when I turn my light on, cut loose with yours.
Is it all right for us to be talking like this, Henry?
Well, we ought to keep still, Cy. Because somebody could be hearing us if they sneaked up right here for that.
Yeah, let's quit talking, Sheriff.
No need to worry about that, boys. You were on this side of the track last night. And we are safe in assuming that whatever happened was done from the other side.
Yeah.
And if this is some kind of a very spectacular and complicated trick, whereby an unusually clever illusion is created,
I guess we're in the wrong place, Elmer. All that never happened.
What do you mean, there? How do you know it didn't? So you don't even know what them words mean. Go ahead, Sheriff. Go ahead. Put in little words so I don't have to draw pictures of it for a sight.
Now, Elmer.
Well, whatever happened was on the other side of the cut. Or you boys would have caught on to the trick. And while I gotta admit I ain't got the faintest idea how it was done, I'll bet we'll find your train when daylight comes.
Find the train? Where do you think it's headed, Sheriff?
Sheriff don't mean no train's hiding side. He means what we thought was a train.
Yeah, well, I won't never give in that there wasn't no train.
Sure took that train a hard, didn't you, Cy?
Yeah.
Sure did. Well, I wish it would happen tonight, so I could hear what it was like.
It was like a train.
Yes, sir, so much like a train. I reckon it was a train.
Yeah, I reckon kind of doubled it was a train.
Elmer, you said you knew it couldn't be a train because you found Pat's hat on the track after it went past.
Well, something went past.
Say, will you hush up, Si? What time do you make it now, Sheriff?
Well, I'll hold my hat over the light.
Well, let's see now. It's just 6 minutes to midnight.
Only 6 minutes.
That means only 5 minutes till we hear that train whistle, Si. She's coming.
Yeah.
And I ain't so sure she ain't. Yeah. So ready to set an office in Funkinville. All right, sit there and say there ain't no midnight train on this track. But
when
you sit out here in the dark, waiting for midnight to come, well, say you can feel that train right up to me in your back.
You see, Sheriff, Elmer can feel it too.
Now look here, boy. There ain't no way to be talking to me. I'm the sheriff. And if folks thought I'd believe a story like that, well, it wouldn't help me none on election day.
You ain't so sure of that, are you, Sheriff?
Certainly ain't so sure.
What if it does come through tonight, Sheriff?
I'll tell you, it won't come through. But if it does, nobody is going to disappear, because none of us are going to walk up that track to meet it.
Well, you could walk up the track, Sheriff.
Yeah, say, that's the idea, Sheriff. And you and Si watch you, just like we did Pat, you know.
Yeah, how's that, Sheriff?
Nothing doing. You boys watched Pat last night, didn't you?
Yeah, we tried to.
Yes, but with these big flashlights, we could have seen what happened to him. Now, look, Sheriff, you get right down on that track at 1 minute to 12, see? And we turn them lights on you when we hear the train coming.
Yes, yeah, sir. And then we can see what happens to you.
Now, wait a minute. Not by a jug fool you ain't going to see. 6 men have been lost that way now. And Hank Hawkins ain't going to be no number 7.
Why, Sheriff Hank Hawkins, I never thought you'd be scared.
Well, I should say not. My goodness. Idea of a sheriff being scared of something he's plumb sure ain't going to happen. Oh, shucks, Si. You know, a sheriff ain't so darn brave after all.
Yeah, don't look like it, Emmett.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you boys go to getting a lot of ideas about the sheriff. It ain't that I'm scared to go down there. No, sir. But you boys wouldn't know what to do if anything did happen to me. I'm the general of this here outfit.
I always wanted to be a general.
You're a general nuisance.
Oh, well, I
don't blame you, Sheriff, if you're scared of that, Si. Anybody with sense would be scared pity.
I'm getting the nervous, jumping, hopping jitters. What time is it?
Well, in about 4 minutes now, your train will be here. If it's a coming, which it ain't. I'm going down that path and up on the other side of this cut.
You better stay right with us, Sheriff.
Certainly had. And if anything happens, why, we'd be together anyway.
And it's a going to happen.
That's just the reason we can't all be together. Now, if anything does happen, we got to be scattered out so we can see everything on both sides of this here track. Now, if you boys had been right smart last night, you could have split up and caught this fellow then.
Split up? I wouldn't be alone out here at midnight for nothing.
Well, of course, I thought of that last night. And really, if I'd had anybody but Si with me, we could have done it.
Yeah.
But, I knowed he'd faint and then I left him alone, so we'll have to stick with him, didn't
he? Elmer Peabody, Esquire. You was just as scared as I was.
Now, look here, boys. Quit fighting. Now, be sure you understand the plan.
Well, all right. Me and Elmer got to wait right here till we see your flashlight come on. Ain't that it?
Yes, and just as soon as we see a flashlight come on, we turn our own and look all over the side of the track, and then we turn the light down the section car, and then we turn over to your side.
Yeah, and if we're going to do all of that, we'll have to do some high-tone wiggling of that light.
That's the idea, boys. Now remember, don't turn on your lights till you see mine go on. You hear me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm off now.
Yeah,
better get them lights out of your pockets and all ready. Now, look sharp now.
Yeah, say, you better go kind of careful down that pass, Sheriff. It's pretty steep.
My goodness, Si, that sheriff's got a lot of nerve going over the old by himself, dead, ain't he?
Yeah, he ain't so brave.
Looks braver than some folks I know. Don't see you going over the old by yourself.
Yeah. What time is it, Elmer?
Oh, never mind the time, Si. All we got to do is to watch for the sheriff turn on his light now.
Well, we could look at our watch, couldn't we?
Oh, I suppose you better till you find out. Now, hold your hat down here. Hold it down here. Yeah. Come on, while I cover this flash out of my hand. Hold it down into the hat.
Well, just a minute. There she is, Elmer.
We'll get your head back out of the hat so I can see, will you?
Oh, yeah. And what's the time, Elmer?
Well, Si.
Huh?
In just 1 second, it'll be 1 minute to 12.
I know something awful is going to happen.
Yeah, maybe 12, maybe won't.
Yeah.
But there ain't nobody on that track going to get hurt nohow. And that train ain't going to come jumping up on that side bank to get us.
I can't see nothing, Sheriff Elmer.
Certainly you can't. But he's over there in his place by now, and Yes, at 12 sharp. He's a night. He's coming on, Si.
He said 1 minute to 12.
Did he? No, he said 12 o'clock. And we're supposed to turn our lights on.
No, Elmer. We turn ours on at 1 minute to 12.
Sweet sassafras, Si Perkins. Can't you never get nothing straight?
Well, what if something happens and his light don't come on?
Yes, when we turn ours on, just a second after 12 o'clock, and then start looking for him.
Now, what time is it now, Elmer?
I don't know.
Why don't you look?
Time's getting too close. Listen. Si, listen.
I don't hear nothing, Elmer.
Well, I don't either, and it's just about a half a minute to midnight.
Then the train...
Si, the train ain't going to run tonight, I'm telling you. And that darn sheriff was right once more again.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Elmer.
Wait.
There it is, Elmer.
Oh, shucky, Minnie. I can see as good as you can. Sheriff's got his light on. Now, get yours going. Get it going there, Si. There's mine on.
There's mine on, too. All I can see around here is a lot of dry grass on this bank.
Wait a minute. Look, Si, look.
Huh?
Look at the sheriff's light over there.
Yeah.
He's pointing it up in the air.
What?
Up in the air.
And he's pointing it at something. Oh, Elmer.
Wait.
Look at that.
I see it, Si. Look. And the sheriff's got his flashlight on it. Look, it's right up there on the top of that big telegraph pole.
The midnight train did not make its regular run, but what has the sheriff found on top of a telegraph pole? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.